We trust you enjoyed that number. This is the Mercies of God coming to you from Little Rock, Arkansas. And we ask if you will, if it's possible, bow with us for a word of prayer. Our Father and our God, how thankful we are that we have a home in heaven awaiting us because of thy shed blood and thy person and work brought on our behalf. Lord, we can't thank you enough. And like some will say, some call it heaven, we call it home. And we long to be with thee and to fall at thy feet and crown thee anew and afresh, King of kings and Lord of lords. But, O our Father, there's so many out there that don't know thee. Please, we pray, O God, use this broadcast for thy glory and honor. Cause many to listen in, and then apply the work of redemption to their souls, as only thou art able. The glory is thine for what shall transpire, and we ask thee especially, Lord, glorify thyself in this endeavor. We pray now for Christ's sake. Amen. Take your Bibles and turn with me, if you will, to the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, and I'm going to begin reading at verse 1 down through verse 10. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins, who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way, for that he himself also is compassed with infirmity. And by reason hereof, he ought, as for the people, so also for himself to offer for sins. And no man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. As he said also in another place, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Called of God and high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Today we shall look at the subject, the pain of Christ. Today we shall look at the Lord Jesus Christ again and see the various emotions that he exhibited while he was here on this earth. Today, as we look at, we shall see the pain of Christ, the reasons for it, and the result of his enduring this pain. My hope is that all of us will appreciate our Lord a little bit more after we have looked at this portion of our study at this present hour. Our lesson falls into these categories. First of all, we're going to look at the existence of pain in this world. Secondly, we shall look at the different kinds of pain. And then thirdly, we shall see the enduring of this pain by the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you and I need to understand right from the outset that the Lord Jesus Christ is a unique personality. He is God and he is man. While he was here on this earth, he was absolute God, while at the same time, he was absolute man. Being God, he could raise the dead, heal the sick, and cleanse the leper, and so on. Being man, he became hungry, he became tired, he endured pain, and he suffered weariness, and he longed for food and was hungry, and so on and so forth. He endured the things that we endure at this hour, proving very clearly that he is absolute man, while at the same time he is absolute God. Now you beware of anybody that tries to minimize the uniqueness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, he is the God-man, and he alone is the only mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself for a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Now let's look at the pain of Christ. Our Lord suffered a great deal while he was on this earth. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8, we read, Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And so suffering involves pain. And so today we're going to look at the reality at our lesson for a few moments. First of all, we're going to look at the existence of pain in this world. Now, why is there so much pain and sorrow and grief and so on? Well, beloved, it has come into this world because of the fall of mankind. Take your Bibles now and turn back with me to Genesis chapter 3. And beginning with verse 17, we read, And unto Adam God said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. And then in verse 16, our Lord said to the woman, unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Now here you have the cause of pain. It's brought about by the fall of mankind. Take your Bibles again, if you will, and turn back with me to the book of Job for just a moment. In Job chapter 33, and we find verse 10, the Word of God again speaks with regard to pain. Listen to it. Behold, he findeth occasion against me. He counteth me for his enemy. He putteth my feet in the stocks. He marketh all my paths. Behold, in this thou art not just. I will answer thee that God is greater than man. And we find in Job chapter 32 and verse 10, we read these words. Therefore I said, hearken to me, I also will show my opinion. Behold, I waited for your words. I gave ear to your reasons while you searched out what to say. And we find here that these people are trying to speak about sorrow and pain and grief, and they couldn't do so. Now our Lord, as I mentioned before, suffered a great deal. In Isaiah chapter 53, you have the suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ prophesied long before it took place. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 3 we read, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Now, pain today is caused by the fall of mankind. Then, also, pain is the composition of our life on this entire planet. Now, preacher, what in the world are you talking about? Well, take your Bibles again and turn to Romans chapter 8 and read with me verses 18 through 22, where we speak of the pain that creation is in at this present hour. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creation was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Because the creation itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And this is a composition of our life upon this earth. Our entire creation upon which we are living is reeling and rocking in pain because of the corruption that it is under due to the fall of mankind. Then, our pain also is compounded or diminished depending on our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, people today are talking about pain, and many individuals today, you know, they are thinking that if they kill themselves, they get rid of their pain. No, my friend, our pain, the pain of the individual, will be compounded or diminished depending upon that person's relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ. In Psalm chapter 9 and verse 17, we read, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Then take your Bibles again and turn to Matthew chapter 13 and look with me at verse 38 down through verse 42, where the Word of God speaks again these words. Listen to what it says. Matthew chapter 13, beginning with verse 38 down through verse 42. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the wheat tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world. The reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Now your pain will be compounded or diminished according to your relationship, depending upon your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. An individual that knows the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior will have pain in this life. Certainly, we're not immune to it. But we find when we die and go to be with our Lord, we find in Revelation 21 and verse 3 these words, "And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. They shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." And we find, my friend, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you haven't even begun to understand what pain is all about. But if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, the pain of this life will disappear when we come to be in his presence forever and ever. Now, thus far, we've looked at the existence of pain in this world. It's caused by the fall of mankind. It is a composition of our life on this earth. It is compounded or diminished depending our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let's look at the various kinds of pain. There are three kinds of pain that we need to understand. First of all, there is physical pain. Take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 30, and look with me, if you will, at verse 33. In Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 33, the Word of God says this, "Surely the churning of milk bringeth forth butter, and the wringing of the nose bringeth forth blood, so the forcing of strife, or so the forcing of wrath bringeth forth strife." Here you have pain. The wringing of the nose causes pain. That's physical pain. But then also, there's a second kind of pain. If you break your leg, that's physical pain. If you have to have an operation, that's physical pain. Several months ago, I had a heart attack. And we find that heart attack caused a great deal of pain. It was the worst pain I've ever had in my life. And thank the Lord, I'm still able to do the preaching like I'm doing to you at this present hour. But I know a little bit of what physical pain is all about. However, in Genesis chapter 37 and verses 18 through 28, you have also what is called mental pain. And this is a great pain. And beloved, we need to understand what it's all about. Genesis chapter 37, and look with me, if you will, at verse 18 down through verse 28. "And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. And they said one to another, Behold, this dreamer cometh. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him, and cast him into some pit, and we will say some evil beast hath devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams. And Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands, and said, Let us not kill him. And Reuben said unto them, Shed no blood, but cast him into this pit that is in the wilderness, and lay no hand upon him, that he might rid them out of their hands, to deliver him to his father again. And it came to pass, when Joseph was come unto his brethren, that they stripped Joseph out of his coat of many colors that was on him, and they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty, and there was no water in it. And they sat down to eat bread, and they lifted up their eyes and looked, and behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead with their camels, bearing spicery and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt. And Judah said unto his brethren, What profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother in our flesh. And his brethren were content. Then there passed by Midianites, merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit, and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, and they brought Joseph into Egypt." Now here you have mental pain. Joseph was unwanted by his brethren. Secondly, he was also ignored by his brethren. You can understand the mental pain that he was in as they took and sold him as a slave to the Midianites. And they watched those Midianites bind his feet in chains and lead him away from out of their existence. And we find they had no compassion upon him whatever. And that's mental pain. And one of the greatest things that a person has with regard to mental pain is the feeling of rejection. Now, my friend, I want to tell you right now, that's an awful pain. And if you've ever experienced that, you know what I'm talking about. Then we find the third kind of pain. There is spiritual pain. Take your Bibles now and turn to Psalm chapter 88 and look with me at verses 1 through 7. And we find in this psalm, you have the spiritual pain that an individual undergoes under Holy Spirit conviction. O Lord God of my salvation, I have cried day and night before thee. Let my prayer come before thee. Incline thine ear unto my cry, for my soul is full of troubles, and my life draweth nigh unto the grave. I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am as a man that hath no strength. Free among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, whom thou rememberest no more, and they are cut off from thine hand. Thou hast laid me in the lowest pit. In darkness, in the deeps, thy wrath lieth hard upon me, and thou hast afflicted me with all thy waves, Selah. And my friend, this is spiritual pain. Now hold your seat and pay close attention. If you've never endured spiritual pain, you've missed Holy Spirit conviction. If you miss Holy Spirit conviction, put it down, my friend. You miss repentance. And when you miss repentance and Holy Spirit conviction, you miss faith and you miss Christ. And I'll tell you, when you miss Christ, you miss everything altogether. Now, my Lord endured all this kind of pain. And we find for the few moments that are left, I want you to notice, what this pain was all about. First of all, there was a physical pain caused by hatred and sin. In Isaiah chapter 52 and verses 13 and 14, and especially in Matthew chapter 26, and look at verses 65 down through 67, you'll see the pain that the Lord Jesus Christ endured as we find they buffeted him. In verse 67 we read, "Then did they spit in his face and buffeted him, and others smote him with the palms of their hands, saying, Prophesy unto us, thou Christ, who is he that smote thee?" This was a physical pain. Then in Matthew chapter 27, and look again, if you will, at verse 26, we read, "Then released he Barabbas unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified." And we find here the physical pain of our Lord Jesus Christ. He was buffeted, he was scourged, and then in verse 35, he was crucified. "And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots, and it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots." Here's the physical pain that our Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, endured. But then also, there was the mental pain that he suffered. This mental pain was caused by us as we live in our rebellion and rejection of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Luke chapter 4, verses 22 through 30, you have the rebellion. In Luke and John chapter 8, and verses 31 down through verse 41, and Luke 23, verses 13 through 24, you have the rejection of the Lord Jesus Christ and what mental pain it caused him. And then in Luke chapter 23, and verses 33 and 36, you have also the reviling which caused mental pain with regard to the Lord Jesus Christ. But then last of all, our Lord also endured spiritual pain. Now, preacher, what in the world are you talking about? Well, in Psalm chapter 22 and verses 12 through 13, he speaks of the bulls of Bashan that gnashed upon him with their teeth, and the lions, how they roared at him, which was the assault of the Lord Jesus Christ by Satan. But then in Matthew chapter 27 and verses 45 and 46, we read, "Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour, and about the ninth hour Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Here is a spiritual pain. And I'll tell you right now, my Lord endured physical pain. He endured mental pain. He endured also spiritual pain as he was abandoned by the Lord God of heaven, as God turned his back upon the Lord Jesus Christ because he had become sin for us. Now, why do I tell you all this? Every sinner will endure this for all eternity if that individual doesn't come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, all three kinds of pain are the portion of God's people now. And yet, our Lord understands and assists us when we stand in this need. And that's why we have a high priest who understands us and who has tempted in all points like as we are, yet with sin. And beloved, he is able to help us. And my friend, today, the greatest sin that can happen to you, if it ever will, if it ever does, is for the Lord Jesus to reach down and save you. Now you face reality. You're going to face physical, spiritual, and mental pain all through eternity if you don't repent and come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. My Lord endured it all for us, that we through him might be saved. Oh, my hope and prayer is that something has been said that will turn your heart towards him and cause you to seek the Lord, because the greatest thing that can happen to you, if it ever does, is for the Lord Jesus to reach down and save you. Until we meet again, this is Pastor Peter Nortier saying goodbye, and may the Lord spare you before it's too late.